The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
All right, it's 8:40 on this Friday morning. We know that there is no cure for multiple sclerosis. We also know that it is something that affects a lot of people. MS affects, there's about 1 million people in the United States living with MS, about 25,000 new people diagnosed each year. There is, however, a new treatment available. Joining us here to tell us more about that is Dr. Martin Belkin from the Michigan Institute for Neurological Disorders. Dr. Belkin, good morning. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
And I want to talk a little bit about this treatment. First, let's just let everybody know what MS is, if they're not familiar with exactly what we're talking about when we talk about MS and about relapsing forms of MS.
Yeah, so MS, or multiple sclerosis, is generally considered an autoimmune condition where a person's own immune system is attacking itself, and what it's attacking is what we call myelin, which is the covering of the nerve cells in the brain and spinal cord. And myelin essentially allows for electrical impulses to conduct signals from the brain, spinal cord, out to the rest of the body so everything works effectively and efficiently. So if that myelin is damaged, then that leads to disrupted signals. So that will lead to symptoms. Ultimately, if enough damage occurs, it can lead to more permanent disability and progression. Relapsing MS is where patients have sudden attacks of new symptoms that develop that they did not have previously, or potentially where they develop these new areas of inflammation in the brain or spinal cord.
And is that the most common form of MS, is relapsing?
That's correct. So roughly 85% of patients diagnosed with multiple sclerosis will have a relapsing form of multiple sclerosis.
As I mentioned, there's a new treatment available. Tell us a little bit more about this.
Yeah, so the latest approved treatment, and thankfully we now have, essentially over 20 approved therapies, which is great for patients, is a medication that was approved back in December, on December 28th, called ublituximab. Brand name is Briumvi, and it is an IV infusion therapy. It's what we call B-cell depleter. So it depletes certain immune cells that we know are responsible for creating that inflammation in MS and that destruction of myelin. And so it's a IV treatment that ultimately is given every 6 months, so essentially twice a year, and highly effective. And really, our expectation for patients on that therapy are to do very well.
This is certainly through, obviously years of research. Give us a sense for, somebody that's worked with MS patients for a number of years. These kind of things don't come along every day. How does this rank, I guess, among things that have been done to help treat MS?
Yeah, so, probably in the last 10 to 15 years, we've had some therapies that have come along that we consider highly effective, that, our expectation for someone newly diagnosed with MS, if they go on potentially one of these therapies, that they will do well and go on and hopefully live productive lives, have families, jobs, careers, and so forth. But to get those medications approved, it involves years of clinical research and a lot of dollars and time spent from pharmaceutical companies to investigate these medications, and it takes a lot to get one finally approved and brought to market. So a lot goes into that. Thankfully, there's been a lot of resources put into treating MS and trying to find better therapies. And thankfully, now we have several that are considered highly effective that, again, if patients get treated early, get diagnosed, don't ignore symptoms, and get on what we consider a highly effective therapy, our expectation for majority of those patients is they are going to do well.
What are some of those symptoms? What should people be aware of when it comes to MS?
Symptoms are fairly wide-ranging, but common symptoms could be a sudden painful vision loss, something we call optic neuritis. It could be numbness, tingling, often on one side of the body. It could be muscle weakness. Sometimes it's just extreme fatigue or cognitive changes. It can affect bladder function, bowel function. So it can essentially anything the brain or spinal cord controls can be a symptom of MS, but those are some of the more common ones.
And again, this new treatment just approved by the FDA a matter of months ago, back in December, now becoming widely available on the market. If people have MS, they should be talking to their doctors?
Correct. Anyone who has a diagnosis of MS, our recommendation is that they be on treatment and get on treatment as early after the diagnosis as they can. And again, in general, our data supports a highly effective therapy, and this new therapy that was approved, which is ublituximab, is considered one of those highly effective therapies. So it would be an excellent option if appropriate for that given patient.
Talking with Marty Belkin. Dr. Belkin is with the Michigan Institute for Neurological Disorders. Where can people find out more about your organization?
So we are Michigan Institute for Neurological Disorders. We have offices in Farmington Hills, Roseville, as well as Dearborn Heights. So they can go to mindonline.com. We have one of the largest or the largest private MS center in the state of Michigan and really the Midwest for that matter. Office number 248-553-0010. And, obviously we do our best to help people.
All right. Hey, encouraging news. Appreciate it very much. Thanks for your time.
Thanks for having me. Mm-hmm.